The young mouse smiled back at her.
Now, sister, my name's Besky. I'd love to hear you say the rhyme.
Folding both her paws and holding up her chin, Fecaria looked as though she were about to recite. Then she went off into an explanation.
Miss Laburnum was very old indeed, you know. She was the Abbey school teacher. Every lesson, every song, and every rhyme she knew, Miss Laburnum wrote them down in her manuals.
Dwink leaned forward eagerly.
Which manuals, sister? Where are they?
Fecaria began fidgeting with the tassels on her shawl.
All gone now, all gone. The hot summer, about 10 seasons back, or was it 12? No matter. It was the sun, you see. I left my glasses on the windowsill one afternoon when I went down to tea. Brother Terillis said the sun rays magnified through the glasses. That's what caused the fire. Quite dreadful. But they managed to put it out. As for Miss Laburnum's manuals, all gone, every one of them. But I remember things that were written in them. That pom-pom poem.
She seemed to drift off, staring into space. Suddenly, she began reciting.
Pom, 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 where have my four eyes gone? There's a key to every riddle. There's a key to every song. There's a key to every lock. Think hard or you'll go wrong. Pom, 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 who'll be the luck? One, what holds you out but lets you in? That's a good place to begin. What connects a front and back? Find one and then just three you lack. Pom, 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 the trail leads on and on.
Old Sister Fecaria stopped speaking. Samuelus held up his paw to the others, lest she start again. However, that was all she had to say. They sat a while in silence, then Fecaria glanced coyly at Bisky.
Did you like my poem, Prince Gumph?
Without correcting the ancient mouse, Bisky clasped her frail paws warmly.
It was a very nice poem, sister. You did it beautifully. Now, you see those two friends?
He gestured toward Dwink and Humphrey.
Well, they are going down to the kitchens to bring something nice for you. Tell them what you want.
Sister Fecaria brightened up.
Hot mint tea with honey in it. Lots of honey. Oh, and if Friar has some of those wonderful almond biscuits, I'd like one or two and perhaps a damson tart, please.
Samuelus nodded to Dwink and Humphrey.
You young uns, run along now. Me and Bisky'll stay with the sister. I'll get some parchment and charcoal. Mayhaps you'll say the lines again. I'll copy them down this time. Right, sister?
Fecaria stared fixedly at Samuelus.
Yes, I'd do that if I were you, sir. Being as old as you are, it would be wise to record the poem before you forget it.
Samuelus glared at Bisky. As he went to fetch writing materials, the young mouse was sputtering to hold back his laughter. Old Sister Fecaria cheerfully recited the poem again, fortified by honey mint tea, a plate of Friar Skirple's special almond shortbreads, and a daintily latticed damson tart. Studiously following her every word, Bisky wrote the lines down neatly. Dwink listened to his friend rereading the entire thing. The young squirrel waved his tail rhythmically to and fro.
It sounds just like a dibbin thing. You know, the sort of chant they do when they're playing games.
Humphrey agreed.
Like a sort of sing-song rhyme. Maybe that's exactly what it was. Do you think so, sister?
Sister Fecaria's small crystal spectacles had slipped awry on her nose tip. The little old mouse had dozed off. Samuelus took a rug and covered her gently.
Hush now. Let's go downstairs to study this.
This ends Disc 2.